You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio in the grounds of the Tower of London, close to the River Thames. And I'm here to find out a little bit more about their offer for blind and partially sighted people and to go on one of their guided audio-described tours of the recently reopened transformed Jewel House, which reopened not long after the coronation of King Charles III and Queen Camilla on Saturday the 6th of May 2023. I've just been on an amazing audio-described tour of the reopened Jewel House, and due to security reasons, I was not able to take my recorder in with me, so you'll have to book an audio-described tour yourself to actually see the wonders of the Crown Jewels collection. But joining me now in one of the rooms here at the Tower of London is Dominique Driver, who is the interpretations manager from Historic Royal Palaces, along with Charles Farris, who is a public historian from the Tower of London, who were very much involved in the reopening of the Crown Jewels exhibition here at the Tower of London. Welcome to RNIB Connect Radio, Dominique and Charles.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, lovely to speak to you again.
The transformed Jewel House here at the Tower of London also has a new exhibition exploring about the history and stories behind many of the Crown Jewels. Dominique, why did the Tower of London want to, in a way, go back deeper into the, I suppose, the background and the history of the Crown Jewels collection through this new exhibition?
That's such a great question. I think our starting point was that we knew we needed to do something a little bit differently because our audience research had shown that audiences and visitors were not engaging as much as we would like with some of the displays that we had in our kind of old Crown Jewels exhibition. So, yeah, we knew we had to tackle things a little bit differently. And we also had become increasingly aware that we needed to be more open and transparent in our storytelling. So particularly with those really complex stories around things like the history of the Kohinoor, we just weren't doing those stories justice and we weren't being open and honest enough. So we did a big piece of audience research at the beginning of the project, working with local community groups and also other tower visitors, asking them really about what they wanted to know and how they wanted us to tell those stories, as well as asking our Jewel House warding team, what are the questions that visitors always ask you that aren't being answered? So we kind of synthesized all of that material together. And one of the key themes that came out was those background of the jewels, things like the Kohinoor, things like the Cullinan. People experienced them in the Jewel House, but they wanted to know more. Where did they come from? Why are they here? Why are they important? So we knew that that was a key theme that we wanted to explore in the new displays.
And Charles, you gave a great insight both to me and into listeners of descriptions of some of the Crown Jewels which were used in the coronation of King Charles III and Queen Camilla, of the coronation spoon, St Edward's crown and the Imperial State crown. What else might be explored through this new exhibition about the history and background to these and other items in the Crown Jewels collection?
Well, yes, we've really wanted to emphasise the importance of those objects that I already spoke to you about and to make it clear their important role in coronations, and we've tried to do that throughout the exhibition. But also, because we have objects throughout the exhibition now, which we didn't previously, we have more of an opportunity to engage with lots more stories. So the first room, for example, has some historic crown frames in it, which really helps to show the sort of evolution of crown design through history. The second room, as Dominique mentioned, is very much focused on the origins of the collections. And there's three stories in particular that we go into in some considerable depth, both through objects, but also with the new AV display and labels, of course, as well. And these include the story of the Kohinoor diamond, the story of the Cullinan diamonds, which we were expecting visitors to be interested in, and our visitor research confirmed that, but also the destruction and remaking of the Crown Jewels during the English Civil War, which we didn't know was actually one of those stories that people were really interested in, but it turns out through our audience research that it was. So we've really talked about that story more as well. So many stories that we can unpack more. Of course, it's an incredibly busy exhibition. We get nearly 2 million visitors a year. So we have still had to be very, very selective. And Dominique's been very strict, making sure that I didn't get carried away. But, you know, we've really tried to engage with as many of the stories as possible that we knew our visitors were interested in.
And it was amazing, actually, to go on the audio-described tour earlier today with Mike, my guide, and to sort of fill in possibly some of those sort of blanks that I may have had about the history and background to some of the crown jewels, and also to see the, you know, sort of what people were wearing at various times, and also the, you know, sort of the video and stuff and things of past coronations. And also you have the tactile sort of replicas of some of the crown jewels as well with all the braille. So I think this is perhaps maybe a more accessible experience for blind and partially sighted people.
We'd really hope so. We definitely, I think, at HRP overall, we have a sort of a new aim, I suppose I'd call it, to be a palace for everyone. And that's not something we're, you know, we're not going to get there overnight, but it's definitely something that we're all working really hard towards. And I think, you know, that's kind of twofold. That's both in the sorts of stories we tell, but also how we tell them. So exactly as you said, you know, one thing we did in the very early stages was work with an access consultant to look at how we could make the displays overall more accessible. It was really important to us to get tactile objects on display. You've mentioned some of them, Toby. We have a suite of tactile replicas of some of the regalia and key crowns in the treasury. We also have a new tactile model of the Cullinan diamonds, so the uncut stone and the 9 cut diamonds. And for the first time, we've got braille labels accompanying all of those tactile models as well, which was, you know, really important to us to try and do that. And that's sort of just one of the ways, you know, in which we, as well as things like the audio describe tour that you went on, that you can book onto as a visitor. And that was definitely a really important thread to us. And also, as I said, in that storytelling. So, you know, making our storytelling more open and honest and transparent. And I think that's something that, you know, we should all be kind of, I suppose, proud of our cultural heritage and enjoy our cultural heritage here in the UK. But I think understanding where that heritage comes from is also really important, and being honest about that. And that also helps visitors to make connections with the present and with their own lives. And I think that's another part of being a palace for everyone, is that, you know, we want visitors to come here and explore stories and understand that they can make a connection and have a resonance to those stories. And I think that's something we've tried to do in the Jewel House, and we're trying to do, you know, throughout our palaces as we go forward. As I said, we won't get there overnight, but I really hope visitors feel that we're moving in the right direction.
Well, to find out more about the Tower of London, the reopened transformed Jewel House, and more about accessibility, do visit hrp.org.uk/tower-of-london/visit/accessibility. Well, thank you very much indeed, Dominique and Charles, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the Tower of London and the amazing collection that is the Jewel House. Thank you both very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.